Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning. You're sitting here on the floor.
I felt like I needed to get closer to you.
I love it. I was going to ask you. I didn't even need to. I just subliminally said, gosh, I wish you would come down here and get cozy.
I was only going to tell you that I've been doing yoga. I'm going on to like month two now. It's actually been a little over a month. And so I'm getting a little more limber.
Yeah.
And able to use my knees and joints and really feeling good about it. So.
Well, excellent. Well, it's nice to have you closer to the show.
Thank
He's
you.
Usually sitting up on the couch and I'm on the floor and my toes are loose.
It's nice down here. I like
it.
Hello here. We got a lot going on here.
Yeah, well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. Cannabis news, all sorts of good stuff.
Hanging out with Bellstar and Cannabis Kid.
Yeah. And our silver sister, who likes sativas that I can't handle. And that guy is here, live in the studio. So yeah, there's a lot going on. I found some great articles to read, and there's some great news to talk about. And let's see what's going on this weekend, actually. We'll just start with an event. This weekend, we have the AZ for Normal meeting. It's, let me see here. It's at Ward 6. It's downtown. You can join medical marijuana patients, advocates, caregivers, dispensary professionals, and the public as we hold a meeting of AZ for Normal. It's free and open to the public. All are welcome. It's Saturday, July 12th at 3 p.m. at the Ward 6 Council. It's in Tucson. The office is located at 3202 East 1st Street, one block east of Country Club Road, and one block south of Speedway. Be there, it says.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's great. So you can go down and get live commentary on what is happening in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
This weekend, Holy Smokes will actually be down at the Arts and Crafts Fair over on Pantano, Prudence, and Broadway at the Hilton East. From 8 to 5, we'll be there Saturday and Sunday sampling and selling, as well as some other crafts there, handcrafted everything. So.
Wow, excellent.
Come on down.
All organic herbs and spices.
Florals, mint.
Accoutrement to your cannabis. So come down. You can get those here at Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're just around the corner there. Someone said, don't say in the back. What did they say? Like in the chill or in the something. It was like a really cool word. Yeah, you know, we're cool. Cat sideways, cool. So we got some news coming up. We've got, if there are any bloggers out there that want to talk about the cannabis cup that they just went to that I still can't believe I went to, even just for one day. We've got a little Kyle Cushman interview I was able to download. So we'll play that interview. It's a quick one. It's a short one, but it's a pre-interview to what's coming up. He's going to come on air at some point and talk about his Vega Matrix, which is actually in the High Times magazine, which we have, the new High Times, which is Gear of the Year. We love that. We like to see what's going on. There's all sorts of new crafty gear out there you must have. And it's probably on sale at the Grower's House. You can check out the Grower's House. Go to growershouse.com. Best prices online, best prices in town. Check them out. They're awesome. So what you got in the news for us today, Cannabis Kid? What you got going on in the world? I've got a full story on, I don't even know if we got through all the results of the Cannabis Cup.
Do that whole story.
The whole story, but now I'm waving back to the
The Cannabis Cup. No, we actually stopped. There was a couple things that we didn't mention.
I don't think we got through the herbs, the actual buds that everyone grew up on. No? Well, let's go Best Sativa. For the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, which was held in Sonoma County Fairgrounds. It was supposed to be San Francisco, but I think the gay priders go to there was no overall cannabis cuppers.
Watch out for those gay priders.
Yeah, there was a big lot of us cuppers out there versus the priders.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if we all got together, that'd just be a super happy, mellow crowd.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they had the cup in the city, right next to Gay Pride, that would be awesome.
Everyone would have loved that.
Oh, yeah. Man, it would have certified the heck out of that town. All right, Best Sativa, first place, Cracker Jack. Holy cow, Santa Cruz Mountain Naturals. Second place, Silver Haze, we love, Medmar Healing Center. And third place, Tangerine Haze.
That sounds delicious.
Heirloom Genetics.
You know, any of the citrus terpenoids, it's really, really... Make my mind happy.
Yeah, my mouth water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Best Indica, first place, Chem Scout by IC Collective. Second place, Paris OG. I wonder if little Miss Hilton is partaking in this. Maybe it was named after Paris. And third place, Triple X OG Kush. And I don't want to know who that was named after. And that's his life. It's good healing. And Paris OG was made by California Naturals. Nice. And Best Hybrid, Thin Mint Cookies. I like it. Woo-hoo. Gold Coast Collection. I got first place. Second place, Kush Company OG Kush. Wellness Earth Energy Dispensary. Weed. Studio City. Third place, Death Star. San Jose Patients Group. I guess if you live in San Jose, there's not a whole lot to do other than grow a lot of really great marijuana.
And
it's not a whole lot out there. Except the tech guy. Yes, except for...
The Star Wars. There's a lot of Star Wars themed cannabis strains.
Yeah, totally, completely. Oh, and I found out why George Lucas really isn't at the Presidio, and it has nothing to do with wanting or not wanting to build a Star Wars whole thing. It's all political, so you can't blame George for not being at the Presidio. He went to Chicago for a reason. I got an in at the Presidio this week, you know, that I was in there.
Yeah.
It's not George's fault. We'll say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really got in with someone.
I got into the Presidio. Check this out. Here's the article you were wanting me to read that you might have to share because it's a mile long. Cannabis terpenoids, the flavors and fragrances of health. Summer solstice has arrived and the plants are blooming. Smells of summer fill the air and with them come in a lift in mood and a boost of energy. The particles that make up those scent molecules are called terpenoids, and they make up the flavors and fragrances of our lives. Terpenoid compounds, or terpenes, are essential oil components found in nature and form the largest group of chemical constituents found in plants. Terpenoid compounds have evolved over time as the Earth's creatures have evolved into ever more complex structures and organisms. Plants produce terpenoids for a variety of reasons, mainly centering on the principles of attraction and repulsion. Summer solstice has arrived and the plants are blooming. Smells of summer fill the air. Terpenoids have a huge effect on the mammalian brain. The olfactory center of the brain are associated with mood, memory, stress, and the ability to concentrate. These areas also control the release of hormones, which affect functions such as appetite, sexual attraction, fertility cycles, and body temperature. This is why scents and fragrances can have such a profound effect on our thoughts and actions. The sense of smell is also closely linked with the sense of taste. Researchers suggest that approximately 80% of what we taste is actually due to our sense of smell. As without it, we would only be able to taste the five flavors that are distinguishable by the taste buds, nerve receptors, on our tongue. The cannabis plant expresses over 200 different types of terpenoids. Each variety of cannabis has a terpenoid content that is genetically determined making the terpenoid profile composition one way to identify specific varieties, while the cannabinoid content provides information regarding the strength, potency, and type of variety, the terpenoid content shows how that variety is meant to be used medicinally. The main terpenoids found in cannabis used for medicinal purposes include D-limonene, B-myrcene, linalool, A-pinene, B-carophyllene, carophyllene oxide, pugilone, A-terpenol, and 1-8-phenol, to name a few. Each variety of cannabis contains a multiple number of terpenoids whose properties can overlap and complement each other in very important ways.
D-limonene is found in lemon peels, lemongrass, and other citrus fruits, providing the lemon scent. It's the second most widely distributed terpenoid found in nature. It's used for the treatment of anxiety and depression, as an antifungal due to its ability to increase the permeability of the cell membranes, and a treatment for gastric reflux and other digestive system conditions. Research has shown it plays an important part in tumor
apoptosis
or cell death. B-myrcene is a potent antioxidant found in mangoes, hops, bay leaves, eucalyptus, lemongrass, and others. It easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, also increasing the ability of the THC to bind to the CB receptors by inducing its attachment to the receptor. It serves as an anti-inflammatory liver protectant against aflatoxin, muscle relaxation, and sedative.
Wow.
Linalool is found in hundreds of plants, including lavender, laurel, coriander, citrus, and rosewood, and has a mild sedative action as it's used to reduce anxiety. Researchers is believed to now determine that it has an anti-epileptic properties. The scent of linalool can be detected by the olfactory senses at 1 ppm. A-pinene is the most
predominant
terpenoid found in nature. A component of many other more complex terpenoids, terpenes, it has an anti-inflammatory properties and works as a bronchodilator.
Wow.
A-pinene has also demonstrated actions of
acetylcholinesterase inhibitor. Yep.
Along with the terpenoid
pugilone.
B-carophyllene is found in oregano, cinnamon, clove, rosemary, thyme, and black pepper. Recent research has shown it's anti-inflammatory, carcinogenic, flush well and enjoy the flavors and fragrances of summer and the additive healing properties they bring.
Wow. Holy cow.
That's really cool. I like this breakdown.
This is a great breakdown. So these are the scents and flavors and fragrances that are in your cannabis. So like when you're getting lemon skunk and you look up D-limonene, it's an antifungal. It helps treat gastric reflux and other digestive systems. So if you go out there and get some silver haze, got some of this in it, some lemon skunk, and what other lemons? There's lots of good lemons.
There is lemongrass.
Lemon grass. There.
Well, oh, cannabis. You mean the lemon flavor. Kush?
That's a good one.
Lemon
that's
kush, the lemon skunk?
Yep, we like that one. We keep mentioning that because that's a real good one.
Well, lemon is one of my favorites.
Yep. Wow, so that's a great little breakdown, and you can find that at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. That's on our website.
Yeah, Agent Orange has citrus in it, too.
Oh, so yeah.
That would have a little bit of...
I wonder what the purple is. I like this. Apinine is the most predominant terpenoid found in nature. That's
your purples would be the colors of your lavender.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, linalool.
Linalool.
Wow. So these are just some of the terpenoids. I'm sure there's, you know, there's hundreds more. But that's interesting that you can actually increase the amount of terpenoids at the end of your growing by flushing them very well. That's, so this article says flush plants and you get more, you get an increase.
You know, I always tell people how terpenoids work synergistically with cannabinoids, and this really, really puts it into perspective, I think, for people to understand, is that it helps the THC bind to the receptors.
Well, and it also helps them understand, like, why do I like lemon scum so much? Well, maybe because of the properties that are in the terpenoids, you know, and the different types of cannabis, but maybe this is why I like it so much, because it makes me feel this way, and it's anti-anxiety or whatever it
and
does.
And smells are a big thing to the mammals.
Smells are huge
humans.
For people. And
once you take them in,
animals.
I think when you're able to smell your the different kinds of cannabis out there, and you, like, blueberry. Blueberries are really good.
Oh, we have a friend who loves the fruity smell. That's all he gets. He comes back from the dispensary. Check this out. We can bet every time.
Pie.
Yeah, cherry pie, raspberry, explosion, you know, berry whatever.
See, sometimes it doesn't smell that berry to me.
No?
But the blueberry tastes
not very
like
much.
Blueberry and the schnozberries. Tastes like schnozberries.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
too
that
silly.
Is a really, really cool article.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a
really
great
glad
article.
You found that.
Tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
Yeah.
So this is all the big hubbub and news right now. Guess who's opening for business today in Washington?
Recreational.
Recreational marijuana
that's
retail stores.
That's going to be fun to see
opening.
How their first month goes.
Oh, my gosh. Holy smoke.
I always like
smoke.
To hear that whole thing.
Washington State marijuana industry is now open for business. 20 months after voters legalized recreational marijuana, the very first pot stars are licensed for selling the drug, and business was already booming. Amber McGowan, a manager at Cannabis City in Seattle, said she's expecting to sell 10 pounds in this first historic day. There's definitely a market out there that would rather go the safe route because a lot of people don't like going to their dealer, McGowan said, so the dealer is usually pretty shady. Anyway, Washington State follows Colorado, which was the first to open pot retail stores January 1st. Voters in both states legalized possession of up to an ounce of marijuana for recreational use November 2012. Colorado was able to improve sales earlier because it licensed only medical marijuana shops that were already tightly regulated. Washington's medical marijuana industry operates with very little government oversight. Not everyone is celebrating. Dr. Leslie Walker, who practices at Seattle Children's Hospital, sees negative consequences for society and especially young people. It's the kids who have short-term memory problems. Kids who aren't going to be able to get up in the morning to go to school, Walker said.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she's not educated. Since pot became legal for adults in 2012, police have seen an increase in people smoking and driving. In the years leading up to legalization, the percentage of impaired drivers who had been high on marijuana held steady at 28%. Since then, 40% of impaired drivers tested positive for pot. Hospitals also have seen an increase in adults seeking treatment after eating food laced with marijuana. That goes back to the stupid reefer madness movie. Not laced. Because the edibles today have much higher THC levels than what we consumed in the 1960s, Amber McGowan has a warning for her customers. If you're not a regular user, take it in moderation. One puff is probably plenty. And steer clear of edibles until you get a tolerance for it. That's pretty good advice.
All I ask is how many are coming in with pharmaceutical overdoses.
Oh, yeah. They don't list that. I know why they...
Let's go back to that and let's say how...
We didn't have time enough for that show.
And did that person drive there after eating that many brownies, or did someone take them there?
Oh, I'm sure they're sent to them.
And I'm sure they're fine.
Totally.
Just let them sleep it off.
They didn't die.
They were never going to.
Buyers were limited initially by a tight supply. 5 o'clock. Cannabis will let customers pack it 2 grams on opening day.
What?
I know. So she's expecting to sell 10 pounds and 2 grams. Yeah. That's a lot of waste of recycle. Sorry, babe. Come on. All right. Get into, like, you know, it's too much packaging. We know from experience that's way too much packaging. After the first day, they're like, forget this. You can have 5 ounces and bring your own sack.
And don't go back.
Yeah. See you in 2 weeks.
Bring the bigger, the better sack.
Yeah. You know, they're gonna start butt hand. Never mind. I'm giving too many ideas. This is great. Most growers that will
have
pillowcases are going to come in with the king-size pillowcases, those body cases. Hey, don't steal our ideas. Most growers that have been licensed expect their first harvest in late summer. The small supply means high prices. The pot will sell for $25 a gram, about double the street price. 4 or 5 joints will cost $50. Go for the joints.
This is Washington. This is their taxing.
This is their pilot. Yeah.
So they're going at it a different way. I'm surprised.
Okay. And we're not even through the article yet. Hang on.
I know.
We can't even help ourselves. We're like Mystery Theater 2000 on marijuana.
No, don't do it.
The marijuana is heavily taxed at every step in the process. Uh-huh. The government collects 25% when growers sell it to the processors, when processors sell it to retail stores, and when stores sell it to consumers. 40% of the tax revenue will go to the state's general fund. The rest will pay for prevention and drug treatment programs.
What?
Why are we at the program?
Well, as long as it's not marijuana, then they need drug treatment
for. I heard Colorado's already helping schools and fixing sidewalks and things like that. Come on. When we get some crappy labor
can we use marijuana as the drug treatment
health services
program
here in Arizona once a month, maybe. They stopped
like
sending mine.
All right. Like that. That's a good idea.
Outside Cannabis City.
Along with other terpenes.
Which was opening its doors at high noon. It was a low-key celebration among the first in line. It was all about the freedom, said Deb Green of Seattle. It's all about not sneaking around buying it.
Sure.
Cal Jones has been smoking pot since 1965. It's a shame that people east of Colorado are still going to prison for it, Jones said. Other states may soon join Colorado and Washington League. Voters in Alaska will vote in November. And a ballot measure will soon be in Oregon. Wow.
I figured Oregon
Alaska
would be.
Alaska will go for it, but Oregon will definitely.
Oregon will definitely jump
and
on board with
I think California is scared because of what places like L.A. and San Diego did, and they popped open like 1,000 dispensaries on a block. Like, come on.
But California is used to giving something out and then taking it back, so.
Well, they all are. So is Arizona. Look what Arizona did 3 times before you got your...
Here's legalized. Yes, kitty.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Nice. Did you see your face? I was so
nice. I know. And we do. We have it on film.
No.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent thing. And you can find these stories at places like azmarijuana.com and Culture Magazine. You can check out ireadculture.com. But Cannabis
Kids
has a really cool article on extractions. You want to read that?
Mm-hmm. So
air conditioning is very loud. Sorry, kids. Sorry, cannabis kids out there.
Cannabis kids.
So
I actually had this one with the
to vape or not to vape,
and you were going to do
that one.
So, because it kind of falls, it goes into what we'll be talking about next, which is the oils.
It's like a young Drew Barrymore vaping, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
The big black top hat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is vape or not to vape.
Vape or not to vape. What page are we on?
We are on page 21. Is the start of the guide, and this is all about 710. So, if anyone doesn't know about 710 out there,
we'll tell you about
we'll
it
talk
in a minute.
About it in a minute. Yeah. Determining which method of extract consumption is right for you. This is by Janie Solis of Culture Magazine. So, for anyone with an established tolerance to flower or medical need for high potency cannabis compounds, look no further. Then concentrates. These cannabis extracts are popular for containing extremely high dosages of the plant. Of the plant's valuable cannabinoids, THC and CBD. Oil, shatter, butter, hash, wax, no matter what you call it. These products bear similar qualities, making concentrate an all-encompassing term. Whether someone is curious about the most effective way to consume extracts while battling epilepsy or cancer, or they are just wanting to ingest concentrates recreationally, there's something for everyone. We will weigh the benefits of both vaporizing and orally ingesting cannabis extracts, and we will share which types of concentrates are best for each need.
Nice.
Vape it.
Yeah.
There are countless benefits of vaporizing. First, inhaling vapors of cannabinoids provides fast relief for various ailments. Vaporizers are also chosen by patients because it is less harsh on the lungs than smoking flower, especially when you choose a clean wax that is free from plant matter and other undesirable materials. Out of the many types of vaporizers currently available, the most prominent on the market are vape pens and dab rigs.
Dab rigs, oh my god.
Let's see.
Where are we?
Right. Dab rigs. So a vape pen is a small handheld device that vaporizes cannabis for the operators to push at the button. These pens have become one of the trendiest and most convenient ways to consume concentrates. Not only easy to use on the go, pens are also discreet, allowing you to medicate almost anywhere. Vapes are such a growing phenomenon that the ordinance have passed to ban their use in many cities. However, partake somewhere well ventilated, typically outside, and you should be able to enjoy your medication without being hassled. The growing trend of a vape pen is responsible for the virtually unlimited selections of pens available. This means they're device compatible with almost every type of concentrate, from CO2 oils in the raw, from two waxes, shatters, and more. There's even some pens available for purchase at local collectives that are pre-filled with rich cannabinoid extracts. What's more convenient than that?
Dab on.
There are several same techniques, but taking a dab usually resembles using a metal wand to drop a portion of the concentrate onto a heated nail where it's filled.
Or bowl.
The glass is changing. They were talking about the glass blowers that are creating all these new dab devices that go on your bong or your water pipe.
Yeah.
With water and
dexit into
the lungs of the operator. While it does sound like an exciting endeavor, dabs are serious medicine and aren't recommended for anyone immediate by their prompt and intense effects. Dabbers are not afraid to travel far outside of their bodies to reach an effective nerve previously attained. Instead, that is often their goal with the dabbing. The swift and strong onset of the dab is especially useful for patients hoping to alleviate chronic pain or nausea, among many other ailments. See, that's why it works so well with me. Because I can just dab it and go. And then
it's very quick.
It's very quick.
And you need very little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
It goes a long way.
Little goes a long way.
Little dab will do you.
Oh.
I know that's what they were talking about back then. I know that's where that slogan came from now. Moms in the kitchen baking cookies.
Uh-huh.
Little dab will do you.
Those with the confidence. That it takes to give dabbing a shot will benefit from starting with a concentrate that is easy to manipulate on the wand. For this purpose, wax, butter, and shatter are easiest to maneuver as much more manageable to work with when compared to oil. Also, trendy dabbing techniques like dunking, when you drop a ball of concentrate into the hot nail, which is called a slam dunk.
Ooh.
Are near impossible to execute with oil because of its sticky consistency. So if you plan on showing off, a clean wax will serve you right.
Wow.
I like hearing you talk about a little dab of do you. And because there's such high forms of THC and the CBD.
High levels,
high, yeah.
Holy cow. I did a little dab of 56%.
Well, you know the reason that
it did me.
They're all similar. It's
just a form.
This form.
Yeah. So shatter, wax, dab, oil.
So okay, so a dab is more gooey. It's
difference
more
between
of like
wax
a
dab.
Kind of almost like a taffy, a really hot, warm taffy.
Okay.
A wax is more
like the wax you peel your, wax your legs with.
Mm-hmm.
It's that consistency of a thick honey.
Sometimes it's a little crumbly, depending on, well, that's crumbled.
Inside of a Butterfinger.
Inside of a Butterfinger bar.
And then there's stuff that they showed me that had
shatter
is
a little harder.
Peanut brittle.
And you can just drop it on.
Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Spread out really
perfect.
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher spread out.
And they put all this on the wax paper, so like with the oil slick items that Tumbleweed Tell Center will carry, all these concentrates don't stick to the oil slick products. So they have little containers and little pads. And they were showing me at the cannabis stuff, they just use wax paper just for convenience and ease, and it's cheap. And so they were unpeeling these things and showing me like these oils and waxes and different things. They were coming out in different colors, different, some were thicker, some were
It's the finishing process. It's how they finish it off at the end, depending if they leave it out
the
or
process and all the things, and then how they finish
it. No, there's a different process for it.
Are they extracting for different? So is
it's
a wax, a dab, a shatter, oil? Those are all the same thing, but a different form. But the extraction process to get those is different.
Could be different.
We're getting head nods from the tech guy.
A dab is more a verb.
Oh.
I take a dab.
Okay. Right.
I take a dab of wax.
Whatever.
I take a dab of oil.
Okay.
I take a dab of shatter.
Right. Little dab will do you.
It's the process.
Those verbs.
The dab's, breaking it off
what you're
and
doing.
Putting
it
on the nail.
All right.
So then there's the waxes. You're taking a dab of wax. You're taking a dab of shatter. You're taking a dab of oil.
Right.
Crumble.
Now, they're all basically the same thing.
Dab, right.
Yeah.
It's just I'm taking a hit. I'm taking a hit. It's the process.
But people do refer to them as dabs. Like,
mm-hmm.
we've heard them say that.
It could be anything. It could just be, I'm taking a hit. But you don't know what strain you're doing it or,
But you'll never see somebody go, oh, that's a dab.
Right.
Unless they're referring to, that's the perfect amount for one person to take at one time.
Right.
Okay.
Which I'm sure they're going to come out with. I just thought of something in my mind.
Exactly.
It's a really good idea.
I like it.
I'll tell you. I know. It's a good
one.
You're
going to
love
it.
You know what else is great?
I wanted to talk about really close.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This fucker.
Walk into my house, like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting,
know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
What up? Woohoo! Welcome back to Weekday Wednesday. July 9th, Weekday Wednesday. We love it. We're talking about dabs and concentrates and oils. And,
there's so much out there.
Yeah.
And you need to know what you're getting involved with.
Yeah, because it's all the rage now to do all these little concentrate things. So we're actually reading a great article about to vape or not to vape. And then actually I'm going to read something about rules of extraction and and what you're actually putting in there. So let's read on.
So we were just talking about dab on and how safe you need to be when you're taking a dab. Waxes, shatter. If you're taking a dab of wax, you're taking a dab of shatter, you're taking a dab of oil. Knowing what you're taking is really important. Knowing the how much THC is in it. And this high amount of THC could lead to anxiety for some people because you are getting a large amount of it. Adding a little terpenoids back into it can calm the body back down again. So also remembering that. Because all the terpenoids were taken out, and that's really what calms, is a calming factor.
Well, and that's what I said. When you heat it up, you...
You lose.
When we read that other article,
right.
You lose
during
a lot of...
During the extraction or during the process of making
some of
these.
Back. All right.
So oral ingestment for ailments. Adults and children with multitudes of diseases tend to favor the benefits of consuming cannabis orally. Typically, extracts are swallowed after they are encapsulated into a pill form, or proper dosages is squeezed out of a syringe or a dropper. Consuming hash this way has gained in popularity, especially the patients diagnosed with terminal illnesses.
Yeah.
Bedtime is a proper time to oral ingest concentrates because it allows the patients to take a heavy and accurate, consistent dosage, all while the patient is fast asleep before the effects set in. This technique is also less harsh on the patient's lungs than the alternatives that are involving inhaling vapor. Unlike with edibles, swallowing a concentrate is free from extra calories and high amounts of sugar. This is ideal for patients with diabetes who require a long-lasting effect of edibles but cannot handle. Right. Or the other aspect of medible treats. Typically, the encapsulated concentrates highly highlighted in the news area oils like Rick Simpson's oil, Charlotte's Web hemp oil, and others. However, whether types of concentrates like waxes and shatters are also taken orally by patients everywhere. This is the
plethora
of options when it comes to consuming concentrates. The choice of a patient makes really comes down to their personal preference, needs, and wants will differ from person to person. So be sure to make the decision that you will improve your overall quality of health.
Yes, that's true. And like I was saying about the Washington lady that was talking about, you know, the kids and all this stuff, there's so many other ways to not kill brain cells in this, you know. We always talk about juicing and taking capsules that are that have ground bud and leaves, the whole plant in it. It's always better to get the whole plant in your system. But when you're vaping or not vaping, here's some rules of extraction that we were going to talk about. We mentioned the number 710, upside down is oil. Upside down and backwards, I think it's oil. So I guess this is a number recognized by the concentration family. So it says 710 is celebrated by connoisseurs devoted to oil, 710 backwards and upside down, which is a term used synonymously with wax, shatter, tincture, concentrate, dab, butter, hash, etc. Although they are often grouped together, not all concentrates are created equally. In fact, there are many ways to strip the trichomes off the cannabis sativa plant, and it all starts with the extraction process. Culture is prepared to answer the unknowns by describing some basic extraction processes that use solvents like butane and isopropyl alcohol, as well as solvent-less ice water. We will also highlight which steps account for the end product differing between oil, wax, and shatter. All right, so it looks like we're going to get all our answers. Questions answered here. So solvents. Although popular, using flammable solvents like butane, hexane, ethanol, naphtha, or isopropyl alcohol to extract cannabinoids, terpene and terpenoid-rich resin can be downright dangerous, especially when it is done by amateurs in makeshift laboratories. There's a risk of explosion, even if manufacturers take the necessary safety precautions. The product heeds a serious health risk of toxicity if any residual chemicals are inhaled, ingested, or come into contact with the skin. Basically put, leave the hash making to the professionals who use class 3 edible solvents and properly purge the product from contaminants. All right. Butane and isopropyl alcohol are both solvents that are used commonly. Extraction of resin using butane starts by the manufacturer forcing butane through the cannabis material, stripping the plant matter of rich and essential cannabis oil. That sounds kind of hard. Using isopropyl alcohol to separate extract from the plant typically starts by freezing the plant matter and alcohol. If the producer's goal is simple honey oil, then one option is to pour the alcohol into the cannabis material and let it sit for a long period of time. If the oil is going to be worked into wax or shatter later on, then they would probably rinse the cannabis with alcohol for about 30 seconds. Following this, the maker will strain the plant matter from the alcohol mixture and evaporate the alcohol from the concentrate. Whether the solvent used is butane, isopropyl alcohol, or many other options, the end result should be honey oil, also known as BHO or hash oil. From here, the next step can be purging the oil, but there are additional steps to follow for a more refined wax or shatter. Whipping the oil using various processes that typically involve heat will transform it into wax, also known as butter, B-U-D-D-E-R. This process adds some air into the substance, allowing for a more user-friendly concentrate. Still high in terpenes, butter is flavorful and has about 70% THC.
Whoa.
Ouch.
But it's got the terpenes in it.
Yes.
So that's good.
If properly executed, a second extraction process of the oil will remove any unwanted substances like water and fats, and the result will be shatter, which is also called glass. With a smooth texture and clarity, shatter has over 80% THC.
Boom.
We need some sound effects working on that, man.
I know.
Our stuff. All right, we'll work on it. Sorry, Mom. Our stink.
We
need this. So, solvent-less. Okay? If you are very sensitive to chemicals or anything like this, this is what I requested at the cannabis cup, was a solvent-less stab. Ice water extractions have one of the best reputations for purity and safety. Unlike with solvents, water and ice cause a mechanical separation of the cannabinoids and essential oils. The resulting ice wax will have the appetizing flavor of the crystals you're extracting instead of plant materials like chlorophyll. On top of an amazing taste, the cannabinoids in any batch of properly executed ice wax is consistently tested in a high 70 to low 80. concentrates out there. We're not paying attention to the class of waxes, oils, and shatters going into our bodies. Be sure to demand only the best because there are people working to perfect extraction, only the best from the adored cannabis sativa plant. All right. I love it. That's awesome.
There's a couple places here in town that are doing some nice waxes. So
yeah. Where are they? Desert Bloom.
Desert Bloom is doing some really nice stuff.
In fact, tell them about the Sell Desert Bloom tablet.
Yeah, Desert Bloom right now is celebrating 7/10 by having 20% off all concentrates, all waxes, oils.
And I would ask for the ones made with ice water, the solventless ones. Let's just get downright pure.
Yeah, start asking because I know I'm asking about.
It's a different process. I'm not sure. They didn't say about the amount. Let's see. The solventless. Well, they can get 70 to 80% THC out of that. So I'd say darn near enough.
I've heard about. Hello. I've seen it on a YouTube.
Put me to the wall for a little while taking pictures.
Doing the ice water way, I've actually seen it. And it's just a different.
The pain.
Not too much. It's very similar to
hash,
making the bubble
hash,
but it's very
now
similar.
Now they have machines that do it for you. It's fantastic.
So hold on. So it's very similar to that, but you have a couple different nets that bring, that section it off even.
Yeah, the screen.
Yeah, and so then at the very bottom, you have this
beautiful hash.
Yeah. But there, and then you can use the different strains of different, from the nets. So there's like four or five different nets that it strains through. Right?
It's different thicknesses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the different thicknesses of the nets, and as the smaller you get, the finer you get of whatever's going through there.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, and we actually have one of those. We have a bubble magic maker. It's fantastic. It's just one silk screen bucket, and you get some dry ice down here at Tumbleweed. So people can also like Southern Arizona Integrated Therapy. Grab some, you can buy some of the by our little bubble maker. Very simple. We have one left. On sale now. Wow. That's awesome. So there you have it. Tumbleweed.com.
And you can come down to Tumbleweed and get your Holy Smokes, which is condiments for your cannabis and your concentrate.
The tiny little tinctures, the organic herbs and spices that actually potentiate your cannabis with nice terpene flavors and
it helps
in
the
mood
THC,
enhancer.
And it helps the THC bind to your CB1 and CB2 receptors.
So in your concentrate paper, you can put a little dab of wax and rose milk.
Correct.
If you like.
A little thing.
Yep. In your little
metal bowl, what are they called? Mm-hmm.
Domeless nails.
Oh, domeless nails.
But in like your...
In your vaporizer pen, in your actual pen, you can stick a little dab of wax, oil, shatter, hash, and holy smokes. You get a little flavor. Because I still think the flavor of the dab that I tasted it was okay, but it wasn't like the cannabis that we
It sure is nice to add a little flavor back to it. So you guys we're doing 10% off holy smokes.
We are. Look at that. Just announced. 10% off. Holy smokes. Bada bing, bada boom. Bam. Wow. There you have it, folks. There you have it. Come on down.
Happy July.
Happy July. Come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Get certified.
How much is that, Bill?
$85 for first time, $65 for renewals, least expensive in town, and the best place in town, and the most professional place in town. Let's just say it.
And the
call
most
like
comfy
this.
Place in town.
And the coolest place in town.
Mm-hmm. The friendliest and lovingest place.
The air conditioning works. That's good.
The air conditioning works is really going to pack them in.
Oh, it is. It totally is. And we have free culture magazine.
Yes.
We have, if you check out allbud.com, that's a great new website by our new friends at Allbud. The girls down there are awesome. They just had a great party. We got a huge poster, and we refer to it daily now.
All about education over at Allbud. Learning about the medication.
If you type in what ailment you have, like let's say you type in, I've got migraines, they'll come up with, you know, Purple Kush or whatever's good for migraines.
Yeah, some different ideas for you, not ideas, but some different selections that you can look at.
Too.
And from all spectrums. I mean, ones that are different smellies, different smells.
Different smellies, tasty.
Feelies, and then they break it down. Which thing does what? So which cannabinoids are in there, and they have the test results from each cannabinoid.
Excellent.
And they have the test results from their terpenoids and what terpenoids you'll find in there.
Awesome.
So it's quite a full array of information that you're looking at when you're looking for a strain for your particular type of condition.
Allbud.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. You've got some recipes from Culture.
Culture
magazine.
Has a really
Holy cow,
nice.
That's making me really hungry. What would go good with this latte?
I'm
going to
tell you this right now.
Anything.
Not,
look at that
well,
burger.
Not the latte right now. I
oh,
was
no.
going to say
anything
crunchy
will go
fried green tomatoes.
I'll take it. The latte.
These things
too.
Are popping up right now. If you've been growing
you
your tomatoes.
Fried on your fried green tomatoes.
Tomatoes are popping up all over. I know you can get them right now. So some fried green tomatoes. This is really simple. You take your fried green tomatoes, you plop them into some flour, salt, sugar, cayenne pepper,
ooh.
One large egg, a tablespoon of milk, some cornmeal, and 3 tablespoons of cannabis butter.
Ooh.
Or you can use the 3 tablespoons of cannabis-infused vegetable oil. It says put a rack in the middle of the oven, preheat the oven to 375, cut the tomatoes into a half-inch slices, whisk together flour, salt, sugar, cayenne pepper in a shallow bowl, whisk together egg, milk in another shallow bowl, and place cornmeal in a third shallow bowl. Working with one slice at a time, drench tomatoes in flour, shake off excess, dip in the egg, letting excess drip off, and then coat with the cornmeal, pressing to help them adhere. Arrange slices on the cooking sheet, and bake. Oh, sorry. No.
Wait a minute. Back up.
I'm sorry. Back up.
Hang on. Slow down. He's getting excited about his
wings on a
fried
on the
green
sheet.
Tomato.
Heat a tablespoon of cannabis butter up. 1 tablespoon of oil in a 12-inch heavy slick skillet over moderate heat until it gets hot. Fried tomatoes, slicing and turning until golden brown. Eat up.
Yum.
Five minutes. They said it should
Man. See, here's the problem, though. We were just talking about this the other day. Now you have to have a skillet full of regular fried green tomatoes that aren't medicated because, you eat that whole... Look, there's like 10 of them there. I'm drooling already.
You'll
You're going to go to bed for like 3 days.
You'll be fine.
Maybe that's the goal, though. So, we're going to start selling those little mocha makers. They make perfect little...
Canamocas.
Well, that too. That's our next idea. But they make butter. They make this perfect little amount of an eighth stick of butter with cannabis. You do. You need an OPAD because we're going to have mocha makers and 10% off Holy Smokes products.
That's exciting.
Oh, man. It must be the Girl Scout cookie sheet that we got free in a cannabis cup that's just like...
We got lots of ideas. There's things happening.
Lots going on. We didn't even share with you what was going on during the pot song. We had to mute that. Ooh. Yeah.
Thanks, Canna Cup 2014.
So if you're close to this area, February 7th and 8th, you can go to the one in San Bernardino, L.A. Not even in L.A., better. San Bernardino. Check it out. We're all going. We're renting some buses, and we're going to cruise down there, Cheech and Chong style. We'll have a designated driver with us. Oxygen masks of their very own. We'll be getting some new vaporizers, and we're going to get the vaporizers that you can use your dabs with. I actually won one at the Cannabis Cup called the Cloud Bee, which I love it. I'm in love with it. It's a teeny tiny little handheld one. We're going to go pick up some dabs, some solvent-less dabs today, so I can have that at home when I want to just do a little quick hit of THC. Now, just to let you know, THC... Not only is it good for the high, because everybody knows that THC is associated with the high in cannabis, we want to tell you what other things THC is good for, because it's good for a lot. So, THC, not only good for the high, it helps with controlling pain. Okay, so it helps ease your pain, helps with relaxation. It suppresses pain from nerve damage, helps reduce risk of nerve damage, helps control anxiety, suppresses muscle spasms and convulsions, helps control certain cancers, helps with nausea, slows inflammation, helps fight free radicals in the bloodstream, encourages eating and appetite stimulation, stimulates new growth in nerve tissue, and relieves chronic eye pressure and pain caused from glaucoma and other eye disorders. So that's just a little bit of what THC can do. So when you're doing your dabs and your oils and your concentrates and your wax and your shatters and your butters, you're getting a lot of that. You're not getting as many of the other things, although they did say one of the extractions did get a higher level of CBD, but I don't know. We think it's kind of important to extract the whole plant. When are they going to get the dab and oil that has the whole thing? I mean, can you do that? Can you extract and then vape the whole thing? You may as well just smoke it at that point.
You don't want a lot of it.
You don't, yeah, there's a lot of the plant you don't want, but I'm talking about the plants that you, I mean, the parts you do want, all the cannabinoids, the CBD, CBN, CBC, THCV, CBG, that stuff. All the scientific stuff people are focusing on that have all the, you know, the cancer-killing properties, apoptosis, and the stuff that stimulates bone growth and stops growth of bacteria, helps with type 2 diabetes, helps control obesity, effective in appetite suppressants, even that's THCV. So if you can get your hands on the whole plant, we always encourage
right.
that, juicing it.
Because you do get all the cannabinoids.
Then you get everything.
Incorporating it in all forms, you kind of get all
of them. Really good. You don't get the high,
but
quote unquote, but you
an
feel
overall sense
of well-being. Yeah.
That's
you
what
feel
it is.
Great. Yep. Just awesome. This plant is just amazing. So we didn't, well, no, we don't really have time for the, we'll get to that next week for the Kyle Cushman interview. We'll see who's coming on. We might have some vendors from the show come on next week. We're hoping to talk with maybe the folks from Oil Slick, or Kind Tray, or even, the folks from Magic Flight. We might have them on air just for fun. And they have a new, Magic Flight box for concentrates. We have the one down at Tumbleweed Health Center here that you can put your herb in. It's really nice, very, very nicely made. And now we've got the ones that are we need to put out on the shelves, actually. I just noticed we've got the walnut and the cherry and the, like, it looks like a little
maple,
cedar.
Walnut.
Maple, walnut, and cherry. Not bad. Sorry, Dad, I was off on my maple. Walnut, and cherry. We'll get them out, and we'll have them on display.
Pipes?
These are the new Magic Flights, but we're going to get the Magic Flights for concentrates in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very nice. So we're getting a little
setup
of concentrates.
Down here
beer.
At Tumbleweed, they have a price range for everyone. So if you haven't even gotten your vaporizer for your concentrates yet, they can start you off with a nice new vaporizer. If you already have a battery or something like that, they're going to have accessories to hook up to that. They're going to have things for your water pipes, right? We're looking at the nails and things like that.
Yep. And Holy Smokes actually offers an attachment for your battery that you can use for concentrate.
And the batteries...
And Holy Smokes battery works with...
It's pretty universal.
Pretty universal. It's the 510, 11 ohm.
That battery
and the bulb and the attachment.
Right.
Yep. You can
they can put their concentrates in.
Yeah. Not
right.
herbs.
Not
There's,
herbs.
This is all for, like,
but,
liquid. We'll say
right.
liquidy.
But at all the dispensaries here in Tucson, they will be able to purchase concentrates. Concentrates.
Yeah, concentrates.
Waxes,
yeah.
oils.
So what's the name of that one? We've got a new Holy Smokes. It's a...
Seagull.
Yeah.
It's called the Seago. It's an attachment
yeah.
for concentrates that goes on your battery.
Just your waxes,
and
your shatters, your crumble. The oil, it could probably work with
yeah,
the oil.
Yeah, I would imagine oil would work.
Mm-hmm.
And how much do those retail for?
Those are going to be here.
Yeah, for 30?
Uh-huh.
They retail for 30 approximately?
Yeah.
We're getting our price list here. We're getting everything dialed in. We're going to have a concentrate shelf. We're going to have a whole shelf dedicated to concentrates.
With the education there right next
with
to it.
With the education, because that's what's going on right now.
If this might be something that might work for you as far as you don't like smoking, you don't like all the extra plant matter, the smoke from, and it's not that it's any health and not healthy. It's
get the solvent list. Get chemical free if you can. I just think it's a healthier option. But it's just a different way. If you want the whole plant, you juice it, you eat it, you vape, well, you smoke it, because when you smoke it, you're smoking the entire thing. But if you want something very discreet, better for your lungs, just know you're getting, with a lot of these things, you're getting more THC in them than the entire plant. You're getting 70 to 80% THC, which in the plant world, out there in dispensaries, when you go buy the herb, the dry herb, you're getting like 20 to 25% THC. Could be, and yeah, it's like doing a shot. There you go. That guy put it technically. Ha! It's like doing a shot. All right. I think we already mentioned the AZ for normal meeting coming up. We are ending our show already. Can you believe it? They're over here playing with little gadgets and stuff, and we got a show ending. Yeah. We would like to thank us for joining us this morning, and we would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, Culture Magazine,
AZMarijuana.com, and Studio C and Tumbleweed Health Center for allowing us, their beautiful health center, to host this Weed Day Wednesday each and every week.
Yeah. We've got some more awesome shows coming up. We'll have the Kyle Cushman interview, and we will let you know as we get our, hopefully in the next week or two, we'll have our concentrate show all put together. You'll be able to buy all the accessories you need for concentrate. It's just going to be a beautiful Weed Day Wednesday. As always, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Bye, Bell Star.
Bye, Ken. Kid, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
For waving in the blog world.